Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hello. Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I think a problem that I was having with perhaps people outside my environment was some people were too nosy, you know. You know, I play on my keyboard all the time, and, you know, and when I'm playing my keyboard inside my home, you know, I am not playing for, I'm not performing for a show or anything or for people to look at me. I'm just practicing for myself so I can perform eventually. So when I'm practicing, you know, it's all about trying to play as best as I can, because I go 2 or 3 days between. Sometimes I probably can go a week or two, but I practice all the time. And it was really interesting because sometimes my voice is off, you know, because I'm just playing for myself. My voice is off while I'm practicing. And then I'm playing the keyboard, and I was off on the keyboard on a song that I play consistently, usually. I play it so consistently. And then I'm like, why is I'm playing, you know? But that happens with every musician. Every musician goes through that, or every singer goes through that, where you have good days and bad days. But for, and when I'm on my keyboard inside my home, it's just for practice to be perfect for me, because I write songs, and some of the songs, the reason why I do this, because some of the songs I know, writing songs to be released to the public or perform eventually. When I perform in front of people, I'd be outside in a club or online, where I'm in front of the camera and I see the camera and I'm, you know, on my computer, you know, or podcast, you hear it on podcast, because I did a performance on podcast. You know, you just hear me playing. I played I Do Love You online, but when I'm practicing at home, when I'm not performing online and with the camera in front of me on my computer where I'm practicing or in front of clubs, I am not performing for other people. I say this because some people in my environment perhaps hear me and think, oh, I sound terrible or I sound that or that. That is not a performance. I'm not trying to perform for them either. If I was, I'm not on stage. I'm performing. Everybody practice, you know, in their home when they can piano or sing, you know, in the studio or wherever. You know, it's just practice make perfect. You know, a lot of times I'm going to be at my best, but then at other times I may not, but that's not for a show, because it's preparing for a show. Everybody goes through that. It really is interesting because these people think I'm doing this, I'm performing inside my home on my keyboard for other people, and that's not true. I need my privacy. I'm not performing for anybody. I guess that's the reason why I brought these allegations about people thinking that they're going to try us, but all that. I'm not performing. If I was performing, I would tell the whole world directly that I'm performing, and that's not, it usually don't happen. One really interesting thing that was really made me angry was that a long time ago, I was in a group at my home here in the garage, and we were not performing for a show or audition. And I get that point. Practicing. We were just practicing. We were a rock band, and we had all the instruments in my garage, and I was just singing, you know, singing a rock singer, you know, or singing pop. You know, I love those pop songs or rock songs I sung. And then these people were coming over here making judgments by our practicing. And I think that's bad, because that's not a place, you know, you shouldn't judge a person or think that a person's gifts or by them practicing. Because practicing something, you know, I'm not going to be always be at my best. I'm going to have bad days. When I'm on stage, I'll be having a good day and I'll be practicing. Then people can judge me when I'm on stage at the Whiskey or Go-Go or the Troubadour or a little club. Or if I'm online with my podcast, you can hear me playing the keyboard singing. Or I'm in front of people on my computer and I'm looking directly at them and they see me. Or I have my costume or whatever. That's when I perform. Or if I release a song to the public, me in the studio or me just playing, then that's that. But, you know, it really was made me angry that they judged my practicing because it was just a practice. It wasn't for people to hear that I was a terrible singer, that I shouldn't play it, that I shouldn't sing at all. And I thought they were so ignorant and unfair. And they said, oh, this other guy should sing lead. And I'm like, you're judging me by a practice session and you did not see me sing on in front of a stage, or you did not see me sing. You did not see me sing in front of a stage, or you did not see me sing audition. I'm not auditioning for that person. Yes, I do want to be in the music industry. I want to be a success. I want to be the next Diane Warren, or yes, I want to be the next Axl Rose, or I want to be the next George Michael, or whatever. Yeah, singer. I want to be the biggest singer in the world, the greatest songwriter, musician in the world. But I don't think I'm intending to sing in front of people. If I knew somebody was coming to see me sing for an audition or something, then that'd be different. Or if I was on stage and they want to give me a record deal, they would check me out. Oh, yeah. I had to sing my best, you know, so then they can make their judgments or not or whatever. People going to have their opinions anyway. And I realize the music industry is not really, it's about persistence and one opinion and two opinions is not going to, or it could be several opinions, is not going to determine whether I get in the music business. It's just luck and meeting the right people. Because the truth of the matter is there's always going to be somebody who likes my music, and there's always going to be somebody who won't. And there's always going to be somebody who said, oh, I can't sing, but that's not going to determine my existence. It determines whether I persist, and it determines whether I play online or if I meet the right person. Some of it has to do with luck, you know? I think some of it's luck. It just happens on its own. So that's why it's hard to do it. So, but the most important thing is I enjoy doing it, but I'm not playing in front of a crowd when I'm in my keyboard in my home. Because when somebody says that and says, oh, I can't sing or whatever, I'm not singing for a public. I'm singing for just myself. And I don't think it's fair for them to make that judgment if I'm not prepared. I mean, Whitney Houston has bad days or whatever, you know, and she's a great singer, and she probably don't sing her best when she's practicing. And you think, I say, oh, she can't sing. So I realized that how ignorant this person was. Or, you know, the person was ignorant because they were judging me by our practice session where we were just practicing. We were not performing. So in the garage, I was just practicing. So I went on stage as a rock singer. They said, oh, I shouldn't be the lead singer. I think that was a hater and that was unfair. And that person undermined that group. But I wasn't, but the group didn't end because of that, you know, ended on its own. But still, I continue with my dream because I know I can sing and play in front of a crowd. But I'm not singing in front of people when I'm practicing at home on my keyboard or singing to myself because that's not for people to hear or listen to. Some people around me are too nosy and too negative. They should stay away. They just want to take away my dream. They don't want me to make it in the industry. They probably want to steal my song and undermine me. They're already trying to prevent me from recording and doing all kinds of things to go outside, calling me names and saying things. And my response is, those are haters and those are dangerous people. I don't know why these people would do that when they try to undermine my dream simply because they're jealous and they're dangerous. And that's not fair. They're evil. Nobody, I would never take someone's dream away if they have a great talent to sing or write or whatever gift they have. It includes intellectual or whatever. Doctor, lawyer, business person, whatever it is. If you got a gift to write or play or sing, you should be you should be given that chance. Unfortunately, in this industry, most people don't get that chance because of the bad luck or because they gave up on their dream or because of haters. And that's not fair to me or anybody who has the talent. The other reason is that I think they made that statement is because they were going by that look thing, you know, the Milli Vanilli thing of the 80s, or where you go by image and not talent, and that is going to undermine anybody. And people see through that shit. They don't want no talent person who just look good. They want somebody who can play the song or write the sing or something. It shouldn't matter what you look like, and that's a form of discrimination. You know, it really is trying to judge a model, prefer a model over a talented person simply because they're fat. Because they think I'm fat and I shouldn't be in the industry, and that's not fair. But most importantly, I'm practicing. I'm going to continue to believe. So if I'm fat or not, I'm going to play. So I'm overweight, and yes, I am. I'm overweight, and I'm going to continue to sing and play. Yes, I am overweight. But I'm not playing for other people yet when I'm practicing on my keyboard. And whether I'm fat or not, I should be allowed to be given that chance, audition for that dream. But the audition is not in my home for me to play in front of people outside my front door. It's for me to practice for so eventually I can play at a place that I can shine and play my best because of all the years of practicing and struggling. Because I think I deserve it, and so do anybody else who put in the time and work and effort in their craft or their art. Yes, I'm a fat person. If I'm being, you know, just like being fat, that's hating. That's negative. That's not just another trying to take my dream away. But to say that because I have an off day or a bad day and they come up to my door and listen and say, oh, he can't sing. I don't listen to that negativity because I'm not playing for them and I'm not playing for a crowd until I go out to a Whiskey Go-Go or to a club. Or if I go play online on podcasts or a live audience online. Until then, I will continue to play. Because I'm practicing, I should have that right, that privacy for practice. I'm not performing. Good day, good night from Death Knight.